Blog Talk Radio.
Said, this is Pave Your Way to Success. My name is Rudy Govan. I'm with my lovely wife, Michelle Govan. What's up there?
Good morning. How's everyone? Good morning. Welcome to Pave Your Way to Success radio show here on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Wow. You got that.
I did.
You got it. Damn, you got it there. So, welcome back for another one.
I was
going to say that. I was going to
say that.
Look, we're on the same wavelength. Yeah. Man, what a difference a day makes. A week, rather.
A week. Yeah.
We were snowed in like crazy last week. Anyone who was listening, I'm looking out my window today and this morning, the sun's shining. The snow's melting. The water's dripping off my my ironing. It's like, it's a difference. It's a difference a week. God is amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. I looked at that mess last week and was like, where do I start? I yelled out to my neighbor. I said, dude, man, look at all this snow. Where do I start? And he gave me the best advice ever. You know what he said?
What?
At the top, man.
Yeah.
Start at the top. So I was like, wow. Yeah. You start at the top. You knock the snow off the top or whatever. Knock it down so it's manageable, and you get it out the way, and you get it done, we move forward.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the same way it is in business.
Mm-hmm.
We start with the top. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Same way you eat pizza.
Right.
Same way you eat pizza. But, man, I am excited again.
Again. We're excited
again.
Every week. Again. Every week we're excited.
Can I tell you? This is like the highlight of my week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know I laugh, I joke, I tell people all the time, you know, we have a lot of fun on this show. This show is my motivator. It's, you know, we have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you, I enjoy what I do with this show. It's never work. I enjoy the preparation. I enjoy the guests. But most of all, I enjoy doing it with my wife. It just I enjoy. You just don't know what goes on in the background in preparing the show and all that my wife does. I came down this morning. What time did I come down this morning? You were down here already working. It was like 6:30.
It was like 6:30. I was down here by 6:15. You came back to 6:45.
Because I rolled over and you weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
And I came down this morning, and, you know, sometimes we got to encourage ourselves. We can't wait for the encouragement to come from our listeners or our guests or our family or our friends. And I came down this morning, and I really woke up in my spirit to really pray for my wife. She does a lot. She does a lot in preparation. She does a lot in preparing herself to be ready, not get ready. She stays ready. And I just had to come down this morning because I woke up with an encouraging word on my spirit for her. So I came down, prayed with her, rubbed her back, and
I really appreciate it.
And then she got on her morning
prayer call.
But I really appreciated that.
That really helped start my day. Before I even had the prayer time with the girls at 7, we had our prayer time first.
So I tell people all the time, look, I'm going to get a ticket.
I got a ticket.
Anyway,
I got a coupon.
Keep it moving.
If anybody knows what a coupon is,
whatever.
Redeeming my coupon.
Nah.
I like it.
Whatever, go ahead.
So, just real quick, I just wanted to say that, you know, it's a lot that goes into it, and I really enjoy the atmosphere that we have, the working together, and I enjoy this radio station. It has saved my marriage because it made us really work together in a different way, made us work together a whole lot closer. It made us really collaborate a whole lot more and really strengthened us as a couple. So,
and I can see it going to next, like, I can see it's like, you know, we're getting prepared. I'm like, okay, who's going to be the guest? What are going to be our commercials? What's going to be, you know, what are we going to talk about? All that kind of stuff. And I can see it going to the next level. And, I mean, we've been faithful in this. And so God's going to reverse go to the next level. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be doing
it. And we, you know, Michelle does her part. I do my part. I have a special treat for you guys this morning, a little segment called Morning Motivation that I received from my mentor and good friend that his wife did this week, and I'm going to share it with you when going into our first commercial today. So we have a treat for morning motivation.
Good.
A new segment.
Here we go. New year, new segment.
New year, new segment.
So we just want to say welcome yet again to our faithful listeners, and we thank you for the new listeners who've joined us. And if you don't know what PAVE stands for, PAVE is an acronym. P is for passion, purpose, and planning. A is for attitude and mindset. B is for vision. And E is for execution. So that is what PAVE stands for. That is what PAVE Radio is. And so we don't take it for granted that, you know, that everybody knows what that is.
Yes, because PAVE Your Way to Success is an entrepreneurial, inspirational, and motivational radio show. We go out. We have relationships, and we build relationships with people. We bring them into our show to bring you their information, and we help people connect with people that they didn't even know was out there.
Right.
You know, once again, my favorite quote is, people only know what they know. That's why they are where they are. And we go out each week, each month, each quarter, to find some of the best people that we can find who impacts our lives, whether we know them or not. And we build a relationship with them, and we bring them on our show to help people know something different and to be in a different place.
And change their lives.
Change their lives. You can never outgive God, and we can never stop helping people, because that's the heartbeat of the world, that we should be helping people. Yeah. This venue is not for us. It's only for us for this time to be able to bring the world something.
So I have a couple little announcements. First, if you are in the Philly area, next Saturday, February 6th, it's all about love. And take your time to do something special for yourself and or someone you love. And it's an event that is going on next Saturday, February 6th, from 10 to 3 p.m. And I will be there, and I will have a mini relaxation station so you can come and check me out. And actually, I have a budding entrepreneur who will be with me, my daughter Carly. She will be there with her Us For Books and More business. So you'll get 2-for-1. So inbox me if you would like to get tickets. The cost of the tickets for the event is $5. There's going to be vendors. There's going to be food. There's going to be a station to do glamour shots. There's going to be a lot of things. So take the time to invest in yourself. Come out, support other small businesses. Once again, it's from 10 to 3. The address is 4809 Germantown Avenue, and that's in Philadelphia. So if you're in the area, please stop by to see us. And then also for listeners today, we are actually starting the De-Stress to Achieve Success virtual 4-week coaching. this coming Thursday, February 4th. And because you were listening and it's the weekend and I'm just feeling very grateful and gracious, I guess, we're offering a weekend discount of 40% off the investment for the four-week coaching. But here we go. You have to call 866-543-1875, extension 704. Once again, it's 866-543-1875, extension 704. And you might be like, what is that number? That is my Pave Your Way to Success telephone number and extension.
On the Never Had It So Good Sports
Network.
And of course, all this stuff will be posted and is posted on our Pave Your Way to Success fan page. And we again encourage our listeners and our followers to go to the Pave Your Way to Success fan page,
right,
comment about the show, like, thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs in the middle.
And the song.
Because,
you know, I still like this. Pave Your Way.
You love it. It's mellow. It's us. I love it. So, so my wife will be at this event next week. So
yes,
just so you know, we won't be in two places at one time. We will be pre-recording this week. So the message, the show will be pre-recorded. So you won't be like, oh, man, what are they doing there? She's in two places. She's at 10 o'clock.
I wish I could clone myself. Sometimes I need to.
Exactly. So, man, we appreciate everyone. We are now, we're going to go into commercial, but before we go into commercial, while going into commercial,
mm-hmm,
we're going to be playing the motivational thing.
Okay.
All right? This motivational clip is by my mentor, friend, documented multimillion-dollar earner, documented mentor of multimillionaires. Him and his wife are 20 years in the network marketing industry and have been blessed to make millions, not just make millions, but earn millions and help other people earn millions. They are good friends. They are first-generation millionaires. They have been interviewed. Tasha has been interviewed and profiled as top money earners in her industry by, what is my man's name? It's a black guy. I should have wrote it down just because I don't have stuff written there.
I know.
Don't put me out
okay
there. What is this guy's name? I cannot think of his name. Mr. Kimbrough. I can't think of his name, but I will think of it, and I will make sure you get it. He interviewed them as being first-generation millionaire earners and trendsetters in their industry. I want you to – hold on. I thought I had it right here. I want you guys to take a listen, and the video, the full video – is also posted right now on our Pave Your Way to Success fan page. So this is my friend, the one half of the power couple, Steve and Pasha Carter. This is Miss Pasha Carter. We'll be right back. This is Pave Your Way to Success on the Never Had It Sports Media Network.
Industry, they all have something in common. What do you think it is?
They are very focused. And when you shift your focus to life being about what you can give versus what you can get, that's when things start to happen for you. The moment that you realize that if being who you are will get you what you want, you already have it. Because there's nobody who has enough power to stop me from my dreams and goals. And the moment that you give someone that power, you have just given away all your strength. Why is it that we're willing to give somebody else so much of everything that we've got, but when it comes to giving to ourselves, we've got a lot of excuses? We're always blaming somebody else for being where we are. But here's what I want to share with you. When you blame someone for being where you are, you've just given away all your power. There's a young lady by the name of Gabby Douglas. She was the first Olympic
gold medal in African American history of this country. And she said one day, hard days are the best because that's when champions are made. See, a balance beam is just a balance beam until you put it beneath a Gabby Douglas. See, of application. It's just an app until you put it in the hands of a Steve Carter, someone who's going to take it seriously. See, a golf club is just a golf club until you put it in the hands of Tiger Woods. See, a basketball is just a basketball until you put it in the hands of a Michael Jordan, who every single day is going to shoot 300 jump shots no matter how he feels. It doesn't matter if he has the flu. It doesn't matter if he's sick. It doesn't matter because he's made a decision to be the best. And you've got to have the same commitment to your craft, to your application, to your seed that you're planting as these champions do. And it baffles me how you can get up and you can show up to work early to build someone else's dreams and goals, but you're late when it comes to building your own. See, I got a problem with that. You got to make a decision today, that you're willing to go through that pain. You're going to have to make sure you give it everything you got, and you got to go all in on your dreams and goals.
Nothing else needs to be said.
The microphone has dropped.
It's a true drop the mic moment. Again, that you've heard her husband on our show twice.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Carter, they mentor us in business. We just partnered with them with a health and wellness company called ID Life.
Mm-hmm.
You can go and check it out at startlivingyouridlife.com. Take your free health assessment. And, you know, an application could be just an application until your name is on it. Health and wellness could just be health and wellness until you take advantage of it.
Right.
So here we go.
And that's what we're talking about this morning.
We're talking about health and wellness.
Fitness. Yeah.
You know, we venture out to bring in the best, and we will have Tasha Carter on eventually at some point.
Yes, I will talk to her.
But we have a health and wellness expert,
fitness expert
on, and
we'll talk about that. First, you pray. That's not the matter.
Let's pray.
We're going to pray first.
We're going to pray, and then we're going to bring her right in. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you again, once again, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity to come before your people, Heavenly Father. We do not take this lightly, Heavenly Father. We are grateful, first and foremost, to have this opportunity, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the visionaries who come before us, Heavenly Father, to pave the way for us to ride on this road of success, Heavenly Father. So we just thank you, O Lord, for our guest, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, that you will give her the words to utter that will change the lives of someone listening, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So we just thank you and we praise you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
So I'm excited.
I'm excited.
We have Belinda B. Fink, who is a sister friend. She is an author. She has her own book, and she's going to tell you about that. But she also was a co-author with me with the Fearless Living Experience book.
Yeah.
So that's where we met. I'm so excited. And even at that time when she signed my book, she said, "Fitness starts now, never later." So that's her tagline, and it is so true. Fitness starts now. You can't say next week, next month. It starts immediately. So we have Belinda Beecher Johnson on. She's going to give us some a little bit about herself, her journey, and then we're going in. So, Belinda, are you there?
I am here. Woo-hoo! Yes, I am.
Yay!
I mean, you all should say that call, because I just had to pick myself up off the floor. That call was some kind of powerful. that the segment that you just played on Tasha Carter. Oh my Lord, that was awesome.
Oh, and look, I hope it translated well on just the audio, but go to our Pave Your Way to Success fan page, go to my personal page, and look at the video, because she is on stage in Canada. She just did a presentation in Canada, and she put that thing together from a piece that she did in Canada. We all need motivation.
Yes.
And I'm sure you are huge on motivation and what it takes what it takes to get started and to win in fitness.
Right. So, Belinda, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, let me first say, at the beginning of the call while I was on here listening, you all just had me all over here in tissue. I'm texting my husband, oh, I love you, boo, I love you. I said, look at all this love going across this radio wave.
Look, people only know what they know. That's why they are where they are. Some people don't know love.
Okay.
That's right. We gotta give it up. We gotta start it.
Yes, and I love how God uses you all to just spread the love through just your love language. It's one of part of the way he uses you all is to share it through your love language. Even when I first met you all, the way you would look at her, Rudy, the way she would look at you when she was across the room, or y'all, when you all were conversing together over in the corner, the love was just raving from you all. So I appreciate the love language that you share through just you all interacting together. So let me first just say thank you for having me on this call. This is just an awesome opportunity. I always enjoy when God affords me the opportunity to share my voice when it comes to fitness. So just give you a little background. I've been in fitness for over a little over 20-some years, and I must say it's been an amazing, let me say, roller coaster ride. My journey, roller coaster, goes up and down. So I have experienced where I hear some of my clients say they'll start well and they'll stop. But my experience has allowed me to explore many aspects of the fitness industry, such as personal training, group classes. I was very well known for boot camps, especially in the Tennessee area. I was a fitness competitor, an author, speaker, and a fitness correspondent for a few radio stations. However, I will say the most beneficial and rewarding thing was the ability to see, not just see, but to have the strength to live a healthy and fit lifestyle and to see the importance of living a healthy and fit lifestyle, which kind of bring me over to just want to tell you a little part of my story on how I jumped into fitness. It was one day I was living in Tennessee at this time, and that's where majority of my family is. We were, it's five of us, it's three girls and two boys, and my mother and father. One day we got a call from my mom, and she was saying, they called me Linda. She said, Linda, get to the hospital. They're rushing your dad to the hospital now. Now, to hear my mother's voice, who is always the backbone of the family, speak with such, it was rage, it was fear, all of that coming through the phone. And I'm like an hour away from her. It was a lot of mixed emotion going on at the time of this call. So to fast forward a little bit, I made it to the hospital. And by the time I got there, everybody was there, all of my siblings plus my mom. And when I walked in the room, I saw my dad laying on the back. Now, you're talking about a man that really took care of his family and proved to his children what a provider is. He was laying on his back, helpless. And we were all standing there hearing the news from the doctor saying, if your father does not get a kidney within the next 2 weeks, we stand a strong possibility of losing him. Now, that news was so devastating because we had never, out of all the years of our life, seen my dad down. It's just like it just went down all of a sudden. Kidneys were... We knew that he had some issues, but we didn't know how bad the issue was, and it just hit him at once. And when we got there, right there is like I zoned out while standing there. And I was just thinking, mixed emotion. I was a little angry. I was a little sad. I was crying. Tears were streaming down everybody's face. But at that moment, the saddest part in that room that I remember very clear was that in that room was a 415-pound sister, high blood pressure, pre-diabetic, some were diabetic, and none of us good health to be able to give my father a donor, I mean a kidney, lend him a kidney, give him a kidney. Not one of us was in any state where the doctor, if we were a match, would have performed the surgery on us. That was the saddest part in that room. Now, to kind of fast forward a little bit, thank God we believe in the power of prayer and believe in who our Father is, that he's already released healing to us. As a family, we prayed together, and he was blessed with two kidney transplants, and he is doing extremely well to this day. But that was it. That was the beginning of Coach B Fit being born that day, because I made a vow standing in that room while tears were flowing down my face that I would never allow another opportunity to come my way where a loved one may have been in need and I wasn't able to do it because of my health, because I had the ability to change my way of living when it came to my health and fitness goals. So that's a little on how Coach B Fit was born.
Wow.
To give you a
I got a question. I have a question.
Yeah.
Were you 425 pounds?
No, my sister was 415 pounds. I was 4'9", that's my height, and I was 100 and right at 140 pounds, which was too much weight for my body frame.
Okay.
And it would cause me to have a lot of leg issues. I had leg issues for several years of my life, where some mornings I would get up and couldn't even walk.
Wow.
Okay, so you've gone through your own journey to get where you are. So it's not like you just went to school and then you have a personal testimony of your family, of what happened, as well as what you've gone through. So let's just ask this question. If someone were to say, hey, Belinda, I'm ready to get fit, what would be the first thing that you would tell them that they should do? Because I know some people say that they're ready, but then are they really ready?
You're exactly right. Being fit, healthy and fit, 70% of it is mental. You have to make that heart, I call it a heart decision. You really have to make that heart decision to move forward, because you can talk the talk and do the action. But if your heart hasn't made that decision to live a life where you're going to improve your quality of your life day by day, you'll find yourself on what I call the seesaw mentality. One day you're up, the next day you're down. And just last year, I made a decision. I wanted to take my fitness career to a different level, because I found myself becoming comfortable where I was when it came to exercising and to eating. So I wanted to do something kind of out of the box for me, something that I had never done, never experienced in my life. I was when I say rookie, I was definitely a rookie at it. So I made a decision to get into my first competition, fitness competition. And so when I made that decision, I wasn't aware what all it took, what all it entailed, because I wasn't used to that type of discipline, especially with my eating. I did okay, but I wasn't as good as I thought I was. I actually, in the midst of my training, I found out that I was doing a lot of pretending. You know, because I thought sometimes
exposure,
I could outdo a bad, Rudy, you know, and I thank God for giving me the strength to actually say that out in the open in some of the places I spoke, because it helped some people break through. They thought they was looking at somebody who just had this so-called neat shape and in good shape, but that girl actually had a struggle and have struggles as well that I have to face to face. And that was one struggle I did. When I met with the trainer, he told me one thing. He said, you have to want this, and the only way you're going to want this is if you make it up in your mind to want it. He said, now, it entails something that you haven't experienced. And I said, you know, yeah. Got into the training. got maybe like 3 weeks in it, and I found myself saying to him, you know, it's not that serious to me. I just want to do it just to get on stage and all of that. You know, just talking, mm-hmm. I don't know, I call it smack, just talking smack. But what I really identified through that process is that I had fear of not succeeding in this particular area. And I saw that. I said, you know what, I need to deal with this, because I didn't believe that I can discipline myself. I didn't believe that I can follow this type of structure and complete it. And I identified the fear that was there. And once I identified that fear, you had to face it. I faced it, came face to face with it. And I told fear what it was not going to do, because I had to remind myself that, of course, you know, we have the authority. We've been given that authority. And I told that thing. I looked that thing every day in the face when I wanted to go down the hall and get the candy off the lady door ledge. You know, when I walked past, I had to have the snicker of the Twix. Now, all of a sudden, they want to put a bowl of Twix and Snickers in front of me. Now, that lady has never had a bowl of Twix on her door. And when I walked past her, But I had to make that decision. But that was the thing. I identified an issue that I had to come face-to-face with, which is what I would tell everyone. Why do you want to do this? Who are you doing it for? And if your reason is not to be healthy so you can enjoy your life and your family, then we identify what is keeping you from having that you as your why. Because you have to have you first.
That's it. You know what? We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back. We're going to, as we say in my industry, we're going to unpack the why. And why we need to make that decision in our own mind moving forward. And we're going to unpack that and really help people define why they need to make the decision in their mind to move forward. All right? So we'll be right back, okay? So you're listening to Pave Your Way to Success Radio on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Man, if you don't know, now you know.
It's
nugget time. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Pave Your Way to Success here on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, where we inspire, motivate, and educate you to move from where you are to where you want to be. Join us every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time as we help you pave your way to success.
The word of God is truth. And if he says that he will never leave us, if he says that he is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that he is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers and my sisters, let's gut it up. Because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Welcome back. We were talking to Belinda. Let me tell you, she had such a powerful testimony right there, and we ended off with why.
Why?
And she said, we have to be our why, and if not, we need to find out why.
Why?
So we're going to go, Belinda, we're going to start right there.
Let's unpack the why. It's nugget time. It's time to fill the bag. You ready?
I'm ready.
give us the nuggets. Look, I'm on it so heavy I can't carry it.
So you need to be your why. And if you're not your why, when it comes to, especially when it comes to your health and fitness journey, then you need to identify what is that thing on the inside of you. What's the root of the thing that's causing you not to put your health first? Because everything that you have on your things to do list, everything that you dream of going, every place you dream of going, everything you dream of achieving, whatever it is, it takes a body to get there. That's why God gave it to us as a gift. So if you're not putting that first and being a good steward over there, we need to identify what it is, and then we need to face it face to face. And we attack it. The way you attack something that's going against what you're doing is like, for example, I was sharing with you all with the candy. I had to tell myself now, if my why is to not just to compete but to also be healthy, and I know a family history of blood pressure and all of that was a part of my family history, but it was not going to travel through my veins. I had to understand that there were certain things that I could not do could not do, which by way of eating, that would go against what my goal was. And I had to just not know that, but I had to tell myself that whenever the crave wanted to come. And I had to learn how not to satisfy a craving, because that craving was going to take me further and further away from what my goal or my dream was at that particular season of my life. So one thing I always like to tell people, number one, write a vision. Keep something before you. Keep something before your eye gate so you can move in that direction. It reminds you to move in that direction you want to move in. And if you are your why, which it should be, your health is your priority, then you keep your health and vision in front of you. Yes, you need a health and fitness vision, just like you need a financial vision. Finances are not the only thing for us to achieve on this life, in this life.
Mm-hmm.
We want to achieve having good health as well. I know we put a lot of focus on business vision, financial vision, which are all good, but everything goes together. You need a health and fitness vision as well. It reminds you of the direction you want to move in. It helps you stay focused. It pushes you to complete the phase that wants you to stay, that your mind wants you to stay in if it's not renewed in the area of health and fitness. So keep that vision before you. We want to identify what's that thing that's causing us not to put our health first. Attack it and write a vision about it. that's one of the things that I tell people.
Wow, that part is huge. Even with Pave Your Way to Success, the V and Pave is vision. You know, we have to be able to see it, because it also gives us a barometer and something to check ourselves by. You know, it gives us that meter. So when we have our different stages of where we're going and how we're getting there, we can look at where we've been and where we're going. Even if we start with, a picture of what I look like now, look like now and what I wish to look like. Even if it's a picture from 20 years ago, you may like, hey, I know I'm not going to get there, but this is my vision. This is where I want to be, that direction. I was in optimum health at this point in my life, and I want to be in optimum health right now for where I am right now. I can't be in optimum health for a 20-year-old when I'm 46. I want to be in optimum health for a 46-year-old.
And what you said, Linda, just hit me in the heart, because my story is similar in that my father he's actually on the list now for a kidney transplant and with the high blood pressure, and I have like the beginning stages of it. And so I've met with the nutritionist, and she told me some of the things that you're saying, that, we have to make the choice. My why has to be for me. My why has to be for my children, because I have young children. And I don't want it to, that to steal my life, And so it's about, look, mine might not be candy, but mine is surely the cookies and the bakers. And I have to say, not what I'm giving up, but what am I getting? And I think sometimes we focus too much on the negative part. Oh, I can't have cookies, I can't have cake, but what am I gaining? I'm gaining that my you know, weight's going to go down. I'm gaining that I'm going to have a longer life. I'm gaining that I'll be here for my children. I'm gaining that I can come off low pressure medicine. So you have to really get the mindset going. And I'm so glad that you talked about that.
Yeah, and one of the things that you said is something that I post all the time. Before you can believe in anything else, you must first believe in you. And you and you hit it too. You had to believe that you were worth it. You could do it. You had to get over the struggles of the mindsets and the ants, the negative, the automatic negative thoughts about getting fit and persevering past the part that hurts.
Exactly. And whenever you have that vision before you and that you're attacking those things that are coming at you like, as I say, like white on rice, that those mm-hmm. overwhelming thoughts and stuff at that moment, when you have that vision before your eye gate, the next thing we always need to do, you have to take an action. Like I had to speak something out of my mouth, and then I had to do something. You have to create that plan of action, and then you have to take it. Some of the times I tell my people, clients, that a vision without action is just words on a piece of paper that will not mm-hmm. manifest with ink alone. I mean, ink is not going to come off the paper and go do the work for you.
Yeah,
you always need that plan to back by action. Your plan needs to be backed by action. Put your foot down on the ground and get to walking and moving and put those hands to something, which is what I love how I saw a lot of the quotes that you all would put on your Facebook, your social media pages, and they are so inspiring that every time I read one, it provokes me. It impacts my life, but it provokes me to immediate change. It automatically makes me think a different way, but the way it makes me think is better. So it makes mm-hmm. from that thinking, it'll lead me to an action. That's what it is. That vision should lead you to action.
Right. Because you can be full of information, but if you don't take action on it, people can hear what you're saying about health and fitness, but if they don't do anything, they'll say, oh, that was a good show. But if you don't take action, you're still going to be in the same boat.
It's just a good show. It's just a good show. If you don't take the information and do what needs to be done, because you have an expert here giving you expert information mm-hmm. that people pay for every day. And if you don't take mm-hmm. this information from this expert that you may have heard before, and this time hear it and do it again, then, you know, once again, it's just a good show. Clap your hands. What do you have next? But she's giving you the tools that you need to move forward.
Right. So, Belinda, if you can, give us, like, three tips to get people on their fitness journey, because we want them to start something today because, like you say, fitness starts now, never later. So what are three tips or behavioral changes that they can start with today that you would suggest?
Okay, I would expand on those three. The first one is write the vision. Having a fitness mm-hmm. vision will improve your quality of life to the point you will be in better shape to enjoy your family and the generational wealth you are building. Take advantage of the opportunity to write a vision, first of all. Read it out loud, and don't allow this just be one of those moments where you start off good and you stop. Push to complete this phase. Push to, mm-hmm. you know, your phase one. Push to move past it. And number two, create that plan of action and take those actions. Create the plan and take action immediately. Don't talk yourself out of it. Because excuses come in a way. My hashtag I always use is fitness starts now, never later. Well, your later never brings you into your now. So you have to understand that whenever you want to do something, you have to take immediate action. It's not about how big the steps you take. It's just about taking a step. Because if you look at steps only take you upward. When you take a step, you're going upward. So it can only move you closer towards your goal. So Fitness Starts Now came to me when I was faced with that reality with the fitness competition phase of my life. So I had to realize that, Belinda, all those excuses you're making is not going to bring you into your now. All it does is pushes you away. So when you create that vision, write that vision, you take those actions, you got to understand it requires steps. that you must take. Preparation time is never wasted time, and I use that a lot, especially when it comes to meal prepping time. Your meal prepping, you already know, a health and fitness journey includes meal prepping. It requires time. It requires your time. So we must invest in it, because if you don't, you'll find yourself stopping. If you're not all the way there mentally, you wouldn't know how to go to a fast food in just in case if you have to go. You wouldn't know to go to make a small step by grabbing the value meal, taking one of the breads off, getting the parfait versus the fries. Now, that's a small step, but it can produce big results. It can trigger your mind. It can trigger your body to desire and crave the things that it needs. And the last step is grab hold of courage. You will need much courage on this thing. It will take courage to continue on this journey. One thing I found out, it took courage for me to move beyond those feelings when the number on the scale didn't change. One day it would go up, and then the next day it would go down. I mean, it took a lot of courage to continue on that journey. It took courage to get past those frustrating and those irritating moments, because they will come. But just because they come, that don't mean you have to embrace them. I always say courage is the very thing that will push you over into what I call your fat burning zone. Not fat burning as in body fat, but it means to me, I want you to change your perspective when you hear the word fat. It pushes you over into the fat, F-A-T, faithful and true zone to improving your quality of life. It pushes you over into what I call the faithful and true zone that causes you to improve your quality of life. I don't care what kind of obstacles you're faced with. Ooh. So instead of saying, I'm just fat, or this body part still looking like this, I'm doing all of this, ain't nothing happening, instead of saying all of that, start telling yourself, I am faithful and true to improving my quality of life. Begin to start speaking positive to yourself. So those are my three things: write the vision, create the plan, and take action, and grab hold of courage. Those are three things you're going to need to help you get through this journey.
Man, we not even going to beat this thing. We are not going to beat this thing. I don't need nothing else. I'm going to tell you, I don't need nothing else. Look, we could end this radio show right now. We could end this broadcast right now, because you don't need nothing else. If you're not going to do these three things, you're not going to do nothing else.
If you're not going to have your vision, if you're not going to create your plan of action and leaving out excuses and grab hold of courage,
you ain't going to do nothing else. You're not going to. This is Pave Your Way to Success. What you've given us is a Pave Your Way to Success roadmap. If you're not gonna have your P, which is your purpose, and you're not gonna plan, and you're not gonna have the attitude and the mindset that you need to do the thing that you need to do, you're not gonna create the vision, you're not gonna execute, which is create a plan of action and execute it. And then you're not going to grab hold of encouragement and do the things that you need to do to motivate yourself, because this has got to be for you. Right. We had Tara Colquitt on last week, the credit woman, and she talked about having a personal trainer. And she said, I just wasn't ready. I was ready to give them my money. I was ready to think of it, but I wasn't mentally ready. And all I did was give my money away. This is the mental toughness. This is the preparation. This is the consultation piece that you get before a person even takes your money.
And here's the thing, what I like, I mean, I love the part, grab hold of courage, because in the midst of it, you can be fearful and like she said, all these excuses can come. What are some excuses? I'm this age. Oh, my schedule won't permit it.
Yeah.
Oh, this, like, you have all these excuses. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I have my kids' soccer game. Oh, I have this. But here we go. You're not going to be able to go to your kid's soccer game if you don't get healthy and you're laying in a hospital somewhere or you're on medication. So you have to let those excuses, get out of fear, and move forward. I mean, because a lot of that is where the battle can be lost or won right there, because you can create the plan, You can have the vision, but if you don't have courage to move on it because you're scared that you might fail, oh, I've done, here we go, Jenny Craig, I've done Weight Watchers, I've done this, I've done that, and I wasn't successful, so why should I do it now? That's an excuse, but today's a new day, and like your hashtag is, fitness starts now. There's no need to whine and cry about the past. Let's start now. Don't let the past failures stop you from having courage to move forward with this. That was the diamond right there.
B, can I call you B? Can I say B? Can I call you B?
Yeah.
Listen, can I call you B? B, listen. The courage part is grab hold of courage.
Yeah.
Is because some folks don't have the courage to really believe that they're going to turn out and have what they really put their mind to. Because
Yes. We
are winning, we have to remember that a lot of times we're dealing with folks who ain't never won nothing in their lives. They ain't never won nothing.
Yes.
They ain't used
yes.
to nothing but
yes.
failure. So they don't know what the courage is to grab on to something and believe it through. They know the goosebump. They know the goosebump that goes along with thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. we have to, we as a people who understand courage have to probably start teaching courage. Because
Exactly.
We got a whole lot of folk who don't know what courage is. You know, we got a whole lot of folk, and me included, sometimes I don't have that courage, the courage to say some things that I need to say. But you know what I have the courage to do a lot of times? Go upstairs and go to bed, and hopefully I wake up in the morning and it's going to be different. But in our fitness challenge and in our fitness goals, and like you're talking about, we gotta grab hold of courage and say, you know what, I'm standing here, I'm putting my feet in the ground, I'm flat-footed, and I'm going to face this thing head on. And if I believe I win, I win. If I believe I'm going to lose, I lose. So no matter what, I have what I say, and I need to start creating that vision and saying something and executing that thing. As my pastor's wife, Pastor Stephanie Parks would say, I'm finna say something. I'm finna declare something in this atmosphere that's gonna be my hook and ladder. Gives me something to hold on to that's sturdy that I can pull myself up on, and that's that courage piece, and that's that part of moving forward. My wife is giving me the wrap it up,
and
because she must have something to say.
I was going to say, that's what Belinda said also. She said that she said it, and we have to do it too. We have to speak out of our mouth. We can't speak defeat. We can't speak what we see. We have to speak what we want, and we want to walk in health. We want to walk in fitness. So let Belinda give our audience information about, one, how to connect with her. If you want to leave us with any extra
information or nuggets.
You done gave us some for us to all work on for the week and beyond. And let everybody know how they can connect with you and how they can get your book. Because let me tell you guys, I'm going to get her book because her book is, let me see. Here, you tell us what your book is. Because this is how to get meals in a hurry. Because that is me. I need to prepare better. So I'm going to get the book so I can get my meals in a hurry, because during the day with the husband, with kids and activities, I need meals in a hurry. And I want to do healthy meals. So tell the audience how they can get your book.
You can reach me and connect with me through my website, which will connect you to all of my products and services that I offer, as well as my social media links are there as well. At IamCoachBFit.com, I am Coach, the letter B, FIT.com. There you can reach me any way you need to and order the product. And the book that Michelle was talking about is Meals in a Hurry. It was created because I was so on the go and I got tired of messing up on my eating. So I created some healthy and quick meals that you can fix right in your home for not expensive, for less than 30 minutes. So you can find that on IamCoachBFit.com. I also wrote another book called Your Psalm to Wellness, and this book was derived from the book of Psalms in the Bible. And it's just prayers that God just breathed upon me to write, but they are derived and they coincide and they are companion to the Psalms in the book, in the Bible. one of the things I definitely want to leave us with is the Psalm 51 wellness prayer. We know, all know that that was the prayer where David asked God to forgive him and everything. And I'm just going to read a portion of it to close us mm-hmm. out, to help us renew our mind with it. And it says, "Have mercy upon us, God, for not taking care of our bodies as we should have. Keep us away from sickness and disease. Wash us thoroughly from any negative thoughts or excuses when it comes to working out or eating healthy, and cause us to desire to work out and eat clean foods. For we will confess that we've been lazy, in denial, full of excuses, and out of control with our eating habits, and we will take full responsibility for being out of shape. Behold, at this point, I desire to be whole, healthy, and fit in every area of my life. Purge me from any and all things that hinder me from being effective in the kingdom of God. I shall eat clean, work out. I shall reap the benefits of a healthy and fit lifestyle. Make me to do whatever I need to do so my bones, joints, and heart will be healthy. Create in me a healthy heart as I do my cardio daily. Give me a right attitude toward exercising so I can be effective in the kingdom of God on earth. Let me not go astray from what I know that would keep me from a healthy and fit lifestyle. Deliver me from excuses, bad eating habits, negative words, and laziness so I can live my best life here on earth." Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you,
can I say it?
I just want you to know, no disrespect, nobody else we had on this show, but today, 1/30, 2016, was our best show yet.
Man,
look, no disrespect. Look, next week, somebody else might talk. But this week,
yes,
you got it. You got it. Just so everyone knows, the replay link will be live in 4 minutes. You can flip over, go to the bathroom, just a cup of water, come back, hit the link again, and listen to this all over again. This is incredible. Sis, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Listen, tell your husband he is on my radar. So get it together. He may be hearing from me. All right?
Yes, I will. Thank you all so much.
We appreciate you so much.
Have
an awesome day on purpose, and we will connect again later. We appreciate you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank
you.
Man. Look.
Another awesome show. Guys,
Have courage to see your way through.
Yes. Because that's what, look. Oh, when you're in a battle, what do you need to keep you going? Courage.
Here we go, folks. Here we go. It's another awesome Pave Your Way to Success show. Man, I don't know what to tell you. But do something today that is going to take you to where you need to be. Create your vision. Create a plan of action. And grab hold of courage to see your way through this thing.
Fitness starts now, never later.
Yep. So we just thank everyone for listening to us. Once again, this is Pave Your Way to Success on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Now we want you to stay tuned and listen to our stablemate, Minister Sherilyn Bennett, on Spiritual Sweet Talk Radio on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We thank you. Pave Your Way to Success is over. Listen to the link. Listen to the replay. Send it out to a friend.
And then here you go. Take action this week and then post on the Pave Your Way to Success fan page actions that you've taken within this next week and how you're starting to feel. Let's do this journey together.
Let's do it together. Amen. Let's go. Pave Your Way to Success. We're out. Enjoy your week. Love you.